We're on Daf Kuf Lamed Beis, and we'll start with the two dots, which is about seven lines down from the top. The last point we made yesterday was that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Machshir Mila override the Shabbos, and that cannot serve as a Bame Matzinu, as a paradigm case to teach us other mitzvahs, because Mila is something very unique. It's on a very high grade level. We find that there were 13 covenants that were established over Mila. The Gemara says the following: Ad kan lo pligi rabbanan alei. The Chachamim reject Rabbi Eliezer only as far as el b'machshirei Mila, as far as those items that are preparatory or preliminary in order to set up the Mila. That you're not allowed to override the Shabbos according to the Chachamim. Aval Mila gufa, divya kol doche Shabbos. The Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Eliezer without denying that Mila itself, which involves a number of different possible melachos, not the least of which is netilas neshama by taking out the dam, overrides the Shabbos. Minolan, what's the source in the Torah? How do we derive the conclusion that Mila on the eighth day overrides the Shabbos? Omar Ula zu halacha. Now we're going to soon see that Ula is rejected, but let's study Ula. Ula says that there's something called halacha leMoshe miSinai. It doesn't have a source in the Torah, but it was given to Moshe at Har Sinai. V'chein Omar Rabbi Yitzchak halacha. Halacha means halacha leMoshe miSinai. And now the Gemara is going to point out that if we're going to assume that Mila Docha Shabbos is Halacha Moshe miSinai, we're going to get in trouble with one of the technical laws or limitations that apply to a Halacha Moshe miSinai. Meisvei, the Gemara asks the following question. We have a braisa that says, Minayin lepikuach nefesh docha es HaShabbos. How do we know that for the sake of saving one's life, we override the Shabbos, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer? We derive it from a Kal Vachomer, Uma Mila Shei Achas Meivarav Shel Adam Doches HaShabbos, for the sake of improving one aver, one limb in the body. And the Torah commands us in the mitzvah of Mila and overrides the Shabbos. It's Kal Vachomer lepikuach nefesh doches HaShabbos. In the case of pikuach nefesh, we're rectifying, we're saving the entire body, so that the halacha of pikuach nefesh, overriding the Shabbos, is derived from a Kal Vachomer. V'yisal kedai tachif, if you're going to tell me that the halacha that Mila overrides the Shabbos is a halacha, is Kal Vachomer me halacha mi asi. One of the regulations that limit the scope of a Kal Vachomer is that you cannot pile up a Kal Vachomer on top of halacha Moshe miSinai. Halacha Moshe miSinai is a law that defies all the other laws, and you can't build and derive any conclusions logically based on a halacha which itself is only halacha Moshe miSinai. So you want to tell me, well, Mila overrides the Shabbos, that's halacha Moshe miSinai. Now pikuach nefesh with a Kal Vachomer derived from Mila could certainly override the Shabbos. Hasadya, we have a braisa that says, Omolo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, how can you tell me that in the case of a Nazir, that if he came in contact with a Revius Dam, that means if a certain volume of blood from a dead body came in contact with a Nazir, the Nazir carried such an amount of liquid Dam, that his entire Nazirus is completely abolished, nullified, such that now he will shave his head and he will have to start his Nazirus from scratch, and you're going to derive this from a Kal Vachomer. And what was your Kal Vachomer, Rabbi Akiva? Etzem kisaora mitame, from the fact that a Nazir will shave, meaning he'll completely undermine his Nazirus if he comes in contact with etzem kisaora, which means a very small amount of a bone of a corpse. And based on that, you want to derive how much more so he will override and completely undermine his Nazirus if he came in contact with a Revius Dam. That can't be. Because halacha, the very halacha that etzem kisaora will negate nazirus, that itself is halacha l'moshe misinai. Or revius dam, you want to derive that revius dam should negate, it should override and negate nazirus from a kal v'chomer. Ain't done in kal v'chomer me halacha. We have no right to derive a kal v'chomer from halacha. So we see clearly that this is a hardcore rule that although kal v'chomer generally is effective and is valid way of deriving halacha, but not in the case of halacha l'moshe misinai. You cannot derive based on a halacha l'moshe misinai another din with a kal v'chomer. And the pasuk, by the way, in Parshas Chukas, we read it just recently, says that if a person comes in contact with an etzem kisaora, he becomes tamei tumas shiva, 7 days. And there's halacha l'moshe misinai that for that tuma, nazir is megalech. Megalech means it undermines his nazirus. So you want to derive a kal v'chomer. Ma etzem kisaora. This was Rabbi Akiva's logic before it was rejected. Shelmes hakal she'enu mitame v'ol etzem kisaora v'mes is only mitame in a case of maga if you come in contact with it. And revius dam min ames is mitame v'ol. It has an additional tumah even if you didn't come in contact with it directly, but nevertheless you were in the same ol. It means that revius dam min ames is more chamur than etzem kisaora, insofar as the fact that revius dam is mitame betumas oil, whereas etzem kisor is not. So the Gemara objects, although it's a very logical and powerful kal v'chomer, but you cannot build a kal v'chomer on halacha l'mishum misinai. How do we know the etzem kisora will undermine and vitiate nazirus? We only derive it from halacha l'mishum misinai. You can't build a kal v'chomer on etzem kisora and derive revius min ames. So if that be the case, if you're telling me that Shabbos is overridden by Mila based on halacha l'moshe misinai, how could you therefore derive on that basis the kal v'chomer that pikuach nefesh overrides the Shabbos? Elo amar Rabbi Lazar. But rather, we have to find a source in the Torah that teaches us that Mila on the eighth day overrides the Shabbos, and from that we could derive a kal v'chomer with regard to pikuach nefesh. Asya os os, Shabbos is called an os, as it says in Parshas Ki Tisa, it says ki os hi beinir veinichem, and in Parshas Lech Lecha, the Parshas Mila, Gimet Avraham Avinu, it says v'hoyle os bris, and from this equation of os os, we're going to derive that the mitzvah of Mila, which is an os, applies even on Shabbos, which is an os. Elameyata tefillin dechsivem os lidchi Shabbos. Let's say, for example, if you need to create a what's called R with an ayin means the hides that are used to make tefillin. And there are many malachas that are involved in skinning an animal and then tanning the hides in order to make tefillin. Can we do this and override the Shabbos? And now the Gemara is assuming that the mitzvah of tefillin even applies on Shabbos. And let's derive that from the same logic, because the Torah calls tefillin os. It says v'hayol choli os al yodecha. Ella, so he says, no. If all you have is os os, that's not going to tell you that bris mila as an os overrides the Shabbos, which is an os, because otherwise we're in trouble with tefillin. Ella asya bris. Shabbos is called a bris. It says l'dorsam bris olam. Mila is called a bris. It says v'hayolchli os bris. And we're going to derive from this equation between one bris and the other that the mitzvah mila applies even on a day which is a day of bris, even on a day of Shabbos. The Gemara says if that be the case, then gadol dichsiv be bris lidche Shabbos. What happens in the case of a child that was not circumcised for one reason or another on the eighth day? Now the child became bar mitzvah. The child is obligated by virtue of bris to circumcise himself, meaning to have himself circumcised, and the Torah calls that a bris. Now clearly, that Mila Shalo Bizmana, it's not on the 8th day, he's a Gadol, he's 13 years old. The Torah nevertheless calls that Mila a Bris, which means that it applies even on Shabbos, which is called a Bris. So therefore, should we come to the conclusion that even Mila Shalo Bizmana, after the 8th day, is also overrides the Shabbos? Ella Asya Doros. In Doros. In the case of Shabbos, the Torah says, Lassos HaShabbos Lid Doros Sam. In the case of Mila, in Parshas Lech Lecha, it says, Yimo Lechem Kol Zachar Lid Doros Sechem. And therefore, we're going to assume, based on this Gzeira Shav of Doros Doros, that the Mitzvah Mila applies even on Shabbos. So Gemara asks, if that be the case, Tzitzis Tichsiv Be Doros Lidche Shabbos. Should we override the Shabbos for the sake of Tzitzis? To the same extent that the mitzvah bris mila is yimolachem kol basar l'dorosechem. In the case of tzitzis, the Torah says yasu lachem tzitzis l'dorosah. So now should you be allowed to tie the tzitzis in knots in order to fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis even on Shabbos? And we said before, if you recall in yesterday's daf, that even machshirei tzitzis are not docha Shabbos. How much more so that the mitzvah tzitzis is not Docha Shabbos, even though it says the Dorosom. El Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Donin Os Bris Vidoros, May Os Bris Vidoros. Enochinami, if we only had Mila, which was called Os, or it was only called a Bris, it was only called a Doros, then that would not be enough to teach me that Mila is enough to override the Shabbos. But now that we have both Os and Bris, and add to that Doros, we have all three, is then it's Docha Shabbos, Lafuki Hanoch, to exclude all the other cases, that Chad Chadu Dechsiv Bohem, right? This is not going to apply neither to Tefillin, which has Os, nor to the case of a Gadol, which has Bris, nor to the case of Tzitzis, which has Lidoros, because none of the above have all three, only Mila has all three, Os, Bris, and Doros, and that which has all three is going to be an obligation that applies even on Shabbos. And hence, Mila overrides the Shabbos. Now the Gemara brings an alternative source for Mila on Shabbos, that Mila overrides Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan derives it from a pasuk in Parshas Shmini. It says, Amar Kra, Bayom HaShmini Yimol. And the word Bayom is coming as a ribui, because it's an extra word. It could have said Bishmini Yimol. Why did it have to say Biyom Hashmini Yimol? It's coming to include Mila Filu B'Shabbos, that Biyom means on any day, even on the day of Shabbos. Omalei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan El Meato, if your principle is correct, and whatever it says Biyom, it means even on Shabbos, then I'm going to come to an untenable conclusion, that Mechusrei Kapara is also should be Docha Shabbos. What's Mechusrei Kapara? Mechusrei Kapara fit into four categories. That's called Zav, Zov, Yoledes, and Mitzora. Any of the above who are contaminated through a Tumah of Ziva, Tumas Leda, Tumas Tzaras, they need two things. Number one, they have to wait a certain period of time, and then they go to Mikvah. But on top, to boot, they need a Kapara, meaning they have to bring Karbonos. And let's say, for example, in the case of Mechus Kapar, they need a Chatos and an Ola. And until these Karbonos are brought, they are not allowed to eat Kodshin. Their purification process is incomplete. That's called Mechus Kapar. All the other elements in purification are not sufficient. The clincher is going to be bringing the Kapar. Kapar means the Karbon. And yet, Tichsiv Bahu, it says with regard to Mechus Kapar, a pasuk of Ayikra, Perek Yudalit, and a similar pasuk appears in Perek Tesvav, and it says, Ubayom Hashmini, that the carbon is brought on the 8th day. And from the extra word Bayom, according to your logic, Rabbi Yochanan, Hachinami Didachu Shabbos, we should therefore come to the conclusion that a carbon on behalf of a Zav, a Zava, a Yoledes, a Mitzorah, a Chusri Kapar, should override the Shabbos. And let's point out that there are korbanos that do override the Shabbos, but what's absolutely common and critical to a korban to override the Shabbos has got to be a korban tzibur. Here we're talking about, in the case of mechusa kapara, korban yachid, and we never found that a korban yachid could override the Shabbos, but according to your logic, if we're consistent, Rabbi Yochanan, then here too, just like it says by Yom HaShmini Yimol in the parasha of Mila, here too it says by Yom HaShmini in the parasha of mechusa kapara. So we cannot maintain consistently that the word biyom applies even on Shabbos. And the answer is no. Generally speaking, if you have an extra word, hayom or bayom, then we'll derive a dechi of Shabbos that overrides the Shabbos. But ahu, in the case of mechus kapar, I need bayom to teach me something else. It's not free to derive the conclusion that it overrides the Shabbos. Mi boile bayom velo balayla. To teach us that the karbon of mechusa kapara has to be brought during the day, by Yom HaShmini, but not by Laila. So the Gemara says, Hai nami mi boile by Yom velo balayla. You know, if you're telling me that the word by Yom is coming to exclude Laila, then we should apply that logically to the case of Bris Mila. How do we know that Bris Mila is only during the day and not by night? And the answer is because it says by Yom HaShmini Yimo. And by Yom is coming velo balayla to exclude Laila. So therefore you don't have by Yom to be free to override the Shabbos. Now who? The Gemara answers no. You want to know, how do I limit Bris Mila to Yom, to exclusion of night? That I derive from a different pasuk. And back in the parasha of Lech Lech of Mila, it says, Biben Shmonas Yomim Yimol Besara Loso. So the word Yomim teaches me, Nafka, I derive from that, Yomim Velo Lelos. So now Reish Lakish again raises an objection to Rabbi Yochanan from the case of Mechusar Kapara, because there too, if you want to exclude Laila, I don't need a special pasuk to teach me that the korban of a Mechusar Kapara has to be brought during the day. All korbanos have to be brought during the day. Hai nami, here too, I don't need a pasuk in Mechusar Kapara to exclude Laila, because the pasuk tells me at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra in the 7th chapter, it says, Biyom tzavos, etc., etc., lahakrivis korbanea. Nafka, from there we could derive, Bayom velo balayla. I don't need Bayom HaShmini in the parasha of Mechusa Kapara, when this is a universal halach that applies to all korbanos. And the Torah says Bayom, and the korban has to be brought during the day, and it cannot be brought during at night. And the Gemara answers to reject Reish Lakish's deflection. The Gemara says, "Afal gav din nafka mi biyom tzavoso." That the word bayom tells me that korbanos have to be brought during the day, and the Beis Hamikdash is closed for business at night. I would think that maybe mechusri kapar is the exception to the rule, and if not for the pasuk bayom hashmini, I would think that the korban of Mechusa Kapar could be brought even at night. Why so? What makes this korban unique? We're going to open up the doors of the gates of the Beis Hamikdash for the sake of Mechusa Kapar. I would have thought, Ho'il since, V'chas Rachmoni Alei, the Torah is going to have a lot of compassion on the Mechusa Kapar. We're very eager to get Mechusa Kapar reinstated in the community. The Mechusa Kapar has been excluded from the community. And I'll prove to you how compassionate the Torah is with regard to Mechusa Kapara within the world of Jewish law. The halacha is Lasuye Bedalus. There's a special halacha that only applies to Mechusa Kapara, and that is that if the person, the Zav, the Zava, the Yoledes, or the Mitzorah, are very poor, instead of having to bring the regular classic korban chatos or ola from an animal like a kizba, instead the Torah gave them an option as poor people that they can bring two birds, whether it's two doves, which is called bnei yono, whether it's two torim, which I think they translated as turtle doves, whatever it might be. They don't have to bring a behema, a zevach, they can bring birds. As if the Torah is being so compassionate in order to reinstate these Mechusri Kapara and allow them to be part of the Beis HaMikdash and to eat Kodshim and so forth and so to complete their process of purification. So forth, so much so that instead of bringing a Korban Behema, the Torah allows them to bring a Korban Ov. Is Balayla Nami Lase? Maybe we have to open up the doors of the Beis HaMikdash at night for the sake of bringing their Kapara and completing their Tara Pascha Mashmo. Therefore, I need by Yom HaShmini that even in the case of Korban Mechusri Kapara, the korban has to be brought by day and not at night. Therefore, I don't have the word by Yom HaShmini to teach me that the korban of Mechusa Kapara would override the Shabbos. But in the case of Mila, I've already derived from a pasuk in Lech Lecha that the meal has to take place by day. So why does the pasuk in Shmini have to say by Yom Hashmini Yimol Besar Lo? So it could have just said B'Shmini Yimol Bar Besar. So the answer says Rav Yochanan that by Yom tells me even on Shabbos. Maskif Ravina. Ravina raises his own objection. Elameata. If you're telling me that you had a Havamina, that maybe we would open up the doors of the Beis Hamikdash in order to bring the carbon of Mechusar Kapar at night. Is he a Hey Zar Kosher Behem Yei Onein Kosher Behem? You know what? You've derived from a pasuk by Yom HaShmini that the carbon has to be brought during the day. But other laws, maybe we could be flexible about it. Because the Torah has such rachmanis on the Mechusar Kapara. Maybe if there's not a single Kohen who's available to bring the Karban, we should allow a non-Kohen to bring a Karban. Or if maybe the only Kohen that's available to bring the Karban is an Onein, which means he's lost one of his seven relatives, and an Onein is Posel HaKrova, maybe we should loosen the laws over here. And the Gemara answers, HaHadre, HaHadre Kro. Since the Torah says, by Yom HaShmini. And the extra word by Yom comes to teach me that the carbon is only by day and not by night. So you see that the Torah took the carbon of Mechusar Kapara and put it back into the general universal laws of all carbonos. And just like in all carbonos, it has to be brought during the day. So too, the Mechusar Kapara has to bring his carbon by day and it will not be brought at night. So too, we will not exclude a Kohen who's a Zar or a Kohen who is an Onen from bringing the carbon, because the Torah now, through the word Bayom, put Mechusar Kapara back into the bag, into the general laws and regulations that govern carbonos. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omar, here's another opinion. He says, Bayom HaShmini Yimol. The name of the day is the eighth day, Shmini. And when it says Shmini, it means Afilu B'Shabbos. So again, he's going to use the word Bayom to exclude Laila. But the word Shmini is going to tell me that whenever that eighth day falls out, even if it coincides with Shabbos, we will circumcise the child. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? The Torah had to say the word Shmini to tell you when is the mitzvah of Mila. You can't tell me that Shmini is a ribui that's coming to tell you that even if Shabbos is the eighth day, we still will circumcise the child. I need the word Shmini to teach me which day since the birth of the child is the day for Mila. Hi, Shmini, mi boile, I need it lima'ute to exclude Shvi, so that you will not circumcise the child too early, meaning on the seventh day. And the Gemara answers, no, I don't need the word Shvi to exclude Shvi. I can exclude Shvi from another pasuk. And that is, again, not the pasuk in Parsha Shmini and Vayikra, but rather the pasuk back in the Tzivui of Mila in Lech Lecha. And there it says, Mi ben shmonas yomim, that you should circumcise your children from the eighth day and on. Nafkam, from there, we're going to derive the conclusion that the seventh day is completely excluded as far as Mila. So Gemara says again, Vakatimi boile chad lemute shvi v'chad lemute tshi. Maybe I could exclude shvi from the pasuk in Lech Lecha. It says ben shmonim shmonis yomim, but maybe it means from the eighth day and on. So now I need the word shmini in the parsha of shmini to exclude the ninth day. De'imi chad, if I only have one pasuk, which means that mi ben shmonim shana, mi ben shmonis yomim, is habamin, I would think, shvi hu delo mata zimne. The Torah is excluding the seventh day because the time for Mila has not yet emerged, which in Lumdus would mean that it's not called an orel yet, so you don't have orla, alpidin. Avon shmini mi elef, maybe when the Torah says, mi ben shmonis yomim, means from the eighth day and on, because it's maniu, you've already entered into the time period of the Chi of Mila, so the ninth day is also Elamachvarta. Therefore, it's clear, Kidder Rabbi Yochanan, we cannot accept this approach of Rav Acha, and we cannot derive it from the word Shmini, because Shmini is needed to exclude Chi, the ninth day. We come back to Rabbi Yochanan, and we're going to learn it from the word Bayom. Tanya Kavosi the Rabbi Yochanan. In fact, we have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Deloker of Acha bar Yaakov, and the brisa reads Yom by Yom Hashmini Yimol Afilu B'Shabbes. How do I reconcile the fact that the Torah says circumcise the child on Shabbos when the Torah says you can't do malachas on Shabbos? And the answer is b'shar malachas chutz mimila, that all other malachas are included in this prohibition against desecrating the Shabbos, the exclusion of mila. Mila was left out. Oh, eino, I might think ela afilu mila. Maybe the Torah is excluding even the malacha that was done on Shabbos for the sake of Mila. That too is prohibited, included in Mechalei Mos Yumas. Umani Mekayim Yom HaShmini Yimol Chutz Mi Shabbos. Maybe it means that on the eighth day, as long as the eighth day doesn't overlap, doesn't coincide with Shatam Elom, Bayom Afilu Shabbos. So here we see clearly Bayom, this is the drasha of Rabbi Yochanan, and here it appears in a Braisa, and that tells you that even if the eighth day is Shabbos, you circumcise the child. Now, you may have noticed, and if you had a Gemara to underline, you'd underline the words of O Eino. There are two words in that Braisa that say O Eino. And whenever you see those two words in a Braisa, O Eino, it means that the Braisa was vacillating back and forth. So the Gemara now wants to clarify what were the different Svaras back and forth of the Braisa. Omar Rava, hi Tana, meikara maika nichole, ulobasof maika kashale. At the beginning of the Braisa, he was very comfortable, and he thought to be Yom HaShmini Yimol means even on Shabbos. Then he backtracked, and all of a sudden he thinks, no, maybe Mila would not override Shabbos because the Torah says Mechaleo Mos Yumos. You're not allowed to desecrate the Shabbos. So what was the vacillation back and forth of the Braisa? Hachi Kamar. Here's what the Braisa had in mind. It says Ubayom HaShmini Yimol Afilu B'Shabbos. Certainly that would seem to indicate that even Mila on Shabbos is obligatory. Umani Mekai Mechaleo Mos Yumos B'Shar Malachas Chutz Mimila. Aval Mila Dachia. Oh. So now at this point, even though the Braisa seems to be very comfortable with the fact that Mila is the exception to Mechaleh Mos Yumos, and it overrides the Shabbos, and that's what we derive from Bayom HaShmini Yimol. But now, at this point, says Rava, the Gemara has hesitations. Why does the Braisa hesitate? My Taima. What is the logic that Mila should override the Shabbos? Uma tzoras shedocha es havoda, and we'll turn to daf kuf lamid beis lamid beis. But don't lose the place on amud alf because we have to come back. But the avoda docha es hashabbos is mila docha osa shabbos shenidches from the avoda in a din shetei mila docha osa. Okay. So the Gemara says the following. If we're going to use this word by Yom HaShmini Yimol to derive that Shabbos is overridden by Mila, then l'chora I would justify that interpretation of the pasuk based on a kal v'chomer, and this kal v'chomer is predicated on the fact that Mila overrides Tzoras. What does that mean? Okay, if we had a whiteboard here, it would be very helpful. Okay, so in a case where a metzora has an affliction on his body, then the Torah prohibits you from cutting off that affliction. What you do is you have to go through a whole process of purification. But just simply to do a surgical cut, that's prohibited. And yet, Mila, in a case where that tzaras was on the makom Mila, on his arel, on his arlus, will override the iser of tzaras. The Gemara is going to derive that later from a special Yalfusa derivation. So now in our hierarchy, we know that Mila is more chamur, it's more strict and severe than tzaras. Okay. Now, let's see what would be the relationship between tzaras and avoda. The case is that a kohen is now tamei betumas tzaras. And let's assume we need him desperately to do the avodah in the Mikdash. There are no other kohanim available. Will we override tzaras, the isur tzaras, for the sake of avodah, and allow this mitzorah to do the avodah on that very last day, let's say, but before he's actually completed his purification process? And the answer is no. That's called tzaras docha es ha'avoda. So we know now the following, that mila is more chomer than tzaras, and for the sake of the mitzvah mila will violate tzaras and cut off the tzaras. We know that tzaras is more strict and more severe than avoda, so we will not violate the mitzorah for the sake of the carbon if he's the only coin around. And now we get to the last principle here, and that is that avoda is docha Shabbos. The Torah says, olas Shabbos b'Shabbato, from which we derive the conclusion that for the mitzvah of avoda, we override the Shabbos. So now comes out the following, that avoda is more severe than Shabbos, tzaras is more severe than avoda, and mila is more severe than mitzaras, than tzaras. So therefore, the Bryce is convinced that it makes sense to derive from Bayom that mila should override the Shabbos. Again, let's go through the logic one more time. We have the following three principles. Number one, mila is greater than tzaras. Number two, tzaras is greater than avoda. And number three, avoda is greater than Shabbos. So if mitzorah is greater than avoda, and avoda itself is greater than Shabbos, then certainly mila, which is greater than tzaras, would certainly override the Shabbos. So why did the Braisa vacillate? Umay o eno dika omar. So what was the svara, says Rava, that the Braisa was unsure about this? And the answer is hodar omar. He came back and he said the following. Your whole logic is based on the fact that tzaras is more chomer than Shabbos, and mila itself is docha tzaras. Umimai de tzaras chomer mi Shabbos. What convinces you that tzaras is more chomer than Shabbos? And you had a whole string of logic, because tzaras overrides avoda, and avoda overrides the Shabbos. Dilma Shabbos chamura. Shabbos is more chomer than tzaras. Shekein yeshba onshim v'azharas harbe. In the case of tzaras, the Torah only prescribes one avera. But in the case of Shabbos, the Torah repeats over and over again, even as the whole parasha of Makoshe Sheitzim, to repeat the severity and the punishment. It's a skila punishment. It's a capital crime if you violate the Shabbos. You'll ask me a question. Tzaras is docha avoda. And that was the underlying logic to prove that tzaras is more chomer than Shabbos, because tzaras overrides avoda, and avoda overrides the Shabbos. Well, let's just think about this. Is it really so that tzaras overrides the avoda? In the case that I gave you before, there's only one kohen to do the avoda, and he happens to be a mitzorah. So Gemara says, "Nein." Umimai, what brought you to that conclusion? On what basis? Mishum dechamira tzaras, he, that tzaras is more chomer than avoda. Dilma, I would say there's no proof for that. Why? Mishum gavra hu delo chazi. What are you going to do? You have a kohen, and he has tzaras. So what are you going to do? You're going to cut off the tzaras from his body. And you are going to implement a surgical operation to remove tzaras, so that this kohen could indeed be kosher for the avodah. So the Gemara says, no, gavra delo chazihu. Even after you cut off the mitzorah, I got news for you, buddy, he will still not be kosher for the avodah. So to say that you're violating the iser of cutting off ketzitzas tzaras for the sake of qualifying him for avoda, he's not qualified for avoda. And why is that? Because we have a halacha called Harev Shemesh, that whenever a person was Tomei, it's not enough that on a certain day he undergoes a process of purification. We have to wait till nightfall. Now, the avoda for which we want to be machshir the kohen is taking place by day. So even if you cut off his tzaras, he still needs Harev Shemesh. So no matter what, even after you override tzaras, you will still not be able to be machshir this kohen and make him qualified to do the avoda, because we need Harev Shemesh. We have to wait till nightfall. And therefore, mani mekayim shmini imol chutz mishabbos. So at this point, the Braisa wants to take the opposite position, because all our logic to say that mila is greater than tzaras, it overrides tzaras, and tzaras is greater than avoda. Well, I have news for you, buddy. It's not that tzaras is greater than avoda. It's just that akati lo chazi. He even after you cut off the tzaras, he will still be unqualified and disqualified for the avoda. So the whole logic, now the stack of cards, completely falls apart. And therefore I would assume that Bayom HaShmini means on any day of the week you will perform the Milah, any weekday, but not on Shabbos. Talmud Lomer Bayom Afilu B'Shabbos. That since we have the extra word Bayom, it's coming as a Yitur, as an inclusion, and it comes to include even Shabbos. Tana Rabbana, we learned in a Braisa, Mila Docha Es HaTzaras. Mila will override Tzaras, which means that if he has a phenomenon, a manifestation of Tzaras on his Mila, on his Arla, then we will nevertheless override Tzaras for the sake of Mila. And the Braisa establishes that applies Bein Bizmana, Bein Shelo Bizmana, even if the meal is taking place on the ninth day, etc., etc., we will override Tzaras. However, the Braisa says the following. What happens if you have a mila on Yontif? Yontif ain't a docha ela Bizmana bilvat. The only bris mila that will override Yontif is on the eighth day. So the Gemara asked me, "Non Emili, how do you know that Mila overrides Tzaras?" The Tana Rabbana, we learned in a Braisa based on the pasuk in Shmini. It says, "Yimol besar or loso," and the word besar means any flesh should be circumcised if it's an orla. Afal pisha yesham baheres, even if he has one of those phenomenon of Tzaras on his arla, it's still considered basar, is yikots. We're going to do the circumcision, and we're going to cut off the baharis. We're going to cut off the mila, the tzaras. We're going to override the iser of cutting off tzaras. And that's what we derive from the pasuk yimol besar arla, so basar even tzaras. Umani mekayim hishomer benega tzaras. What do I do with the pasuk in Parshas Ki Tetzeh that says, "Be very careful with a nega on your body, which is tzaras. Don't cut it off." It's b'shar makomos, on any other place in his body, chutz mimila. But if he has tzaras in his mila, he's got a baharis b'makom mila. We will cut off that baharis for the sake of the mitzvah of mila. Oeno. Again, I want you to underline those two words, oeno, because again, we're going to have a whole sugya based on the oeno, meaning that the Braisa now is hesitant and feels inhibited about this whole logic and vacillates. Perhaps elafilu mila, when the Torah says that you're not allowed to cut off lo yikots baharis, ktsitsas baharis is a prohibition allowed in the Torah, even in the case of a baharis on the mokom mila. Umani mekayim yimol besar alosai. The Torah says basar. It sounds like the Torah is saying any flesh should be circumcised. No, bisman she'ein bo baharis. The Torah has in mind a normal case. He's got a healthy orla, but if he has baharis on his orla, then ein chinami. You don't cut it off. Talmud lomar besar. And the Gemara now establishes that the word besar in this pasuk yimol orla. It could have said yimol orlaso. Why'd have to say yimol besar orlaso? We have to do something with that extra word besar. Afal pishiyeshon baharis, to teach us that you will circumcise besar orlaso even if the besar has a baharis on it. Omar Rava. Again, Rava comes to explain the Bryce as he did earlier. Initially, he seems to be very comfortable that Mila should be dochet tzaras, and yet he hesitates and has second thoughts about it. This is what the Braisa was thinking, and then we'll get to the O'eno. So now at this point, Rava first wants to explain the original opinion of the Braisa that Mila is dochet tzaras. This is what the Bryce had in mind. Yimol Bisar or Loso Viafel Pishiesh Bob by Harris. Umani Makaim Hishomer Beneget Soras. Bishar Makomas Kutzmi Vilavel Michados Soras. My timer. What would be the logic that would underlie this interpretation of the Pasuk that the Torah is saying that you should circumcise the Bisar or Loso even if there's by Harris, even if there's Mila? The logic would be. The Asya Mikal V'Chomer Uma Shabbos Chamura. Shabbos has so many different punishments and so many different warnings in the Torah's Horos and Onshim, and yet nevertheless Mila Docha Osa, Mila overrides the Shabbos, is Tzaras, only has one lav in the Torah. Lo Kol Shekein, how much more so should Mila override Tzaras? So the Rava, now what about the hesitation in the Braisa? Umay, what does it mean, quote unquote, Eino, O Eino, the comma that the Braisa says? Hodar Ka'amar, the Braisa now rethought its logic in a very critical way. Mimai de Shabbos Chamira, how do we know that Shabbos is more Chomer than Tzaras? And therefore Mila should be more Chomer than Tzaras because Mila overrides Shabbos and Shabbos overrides Tzaras. Dilma Tzaras Chamira, Shekein Doches Avoda. If you have one single Kohen, and he's the only one who could do the Avodah, unfortunately he has Tzaras, then we'll override Tzaras for the sake of the Avodah. And Avodah itself is Docha Shabbos, like we said earlier, Ola Shabbos B'Shabbato. It's Talmud Lomer B'Sar Afal Pishi Yesham Baharis. That now we have to interpret the word Basar as an extra word to teach us that even if there's Baharis B'Mokam Mila, nevertheless, we will fulfill the mitzvah of Mila and cut off the Baharis. Lishnach Rina, now the Gemara offers a different version of the Braisa. And the Braisa says the following, Mila doches atzaras maitaima. The Braisa now has a whole nother reason why Mila overrides tzaras, and if he has Baharis b'moka Mila, he cuts off the Mila, even though he's cutting off the Baharis. We have a principle that an essay overrides a losase. So for example, you have a losase of wearing kilayim and tzitzis, shatnez, and let's say you have a beggar that's made of pishtan, it's made of flax, of linen, and he has tzitzis that are made of wool. He will put the tzitzis on the beged even though it's an iser kalas, because esei docha losas. The mitzvah of tzitzis overrides the iser of shatnez. Here too, the mitzvah of mila overrides the iser of tzaras. Umayo eino inya dekama. Why did the Braisa backtrack and hesitate? Hadaka Omar, he came back and he thought, Ema damrina, when do we say osi esei docha losas greda? If the essay is coming to override just one simple losas, said it's all you have on the other end of the totem pole of the seesaw, then we apply essay dochas. But hi, the case of tzaras is different because it has both an essay and a losas. Because after the pasuk says he shomer b'nega tzaras, he shomer is a lashon of a lav. And then it says, Lasos k'kol asher yoru. Lasos is an essay. So that k'tzitzas b'aheres involves both an essay and a losas. And therefore, Mila, despite the fact that it's an essay, would not have the power to override a losas and an essay. Umani mekayim yimol b'sar alos. So in this havamina that we don't have essay to docha losas, is b'sman chain b'aheres. The Torah is commanding you to circumcise the son if there's no b'aheres on the Mila. Talmud lomer b'sar. But because the word Bisar also, the word Bisar is superfluous, it comes to teach us that any flesh should be circumcised, Afal Pi Sheyesh Bo Baharis. The Gemara asks the following kasha. Tenach, the extra word Bisar, I could understand, Begadol. Dichsiv behu besar. When the Torah says that you have to circumcise the Orla of a gadol meaning he's passed bar mitzvah, and that was the case of Avram Avinu back in Parshas Lech Lecha. It says, V'arel zachar shalo yimal es pesar alos v'nichrus ha-nefesh ahi. So that pasuk that says that for non-fulfillment of bris milah, the person who's an orel will now incur a chi of kares, that's talking about a gadol. He's already bar mitzvah. And his milah is very, very crucial, because every second that he delays his milah, he's violating an isur kares. So maybe in that case, the Torah says besar, and the word besar appears in the context of a gadol, who's chayev in kares if he doesn't circumcise himself. And katan, there also it says, Bayom Ashmini Yimol Basar Bol Ola. So Katan meaning that he's an 8-day-old baby. And it says Basar. And in those two cases, I understand very well that Mila would override Tzaras. But what about a Benoni? Benoni means the following. He's not a Bar Onshim, he's not Bar Mitzvah. On the other hand, it's not Yom HaShmini, it's not the 8th day. He's a Benoni, meaning he's somewhere between the 9th day and his Bar Mitzvah. And in that case, when there's no Onshim, because he's a Katan, he's still a young boy, Minolan, how do we know that such a Milu be Doches HaShavs? In the case of a Doches HaTzaras, in the case of Gadol, he's a Bar Onshim. We cannot postpone, his Milu is critical. Otherwise, it'll incur a chi of kares. In the case of a katan, the Torah says, besar, in the context of Yom HaShmini. That's the real mitzvah of Mila Bizmana. But what about Mila Shelo Bizmana in the case of a katan, where we would say there's no urgency, because he's not chayv in onshim, there's no chi of kares, he's a katan. Minolan, how do we know that his Mila, this Beinoni, will be Docha Shabbos? Omer Abaye, Abaye says, how do I know that the Mila of a Beinoni will be Docha Shabbos? Asya, Mi beine means what we call a tzad hashoveh. That if A can't teach C and B can't teach C, but A plus B together will join forces to teach C. And what do? We'll take mi gadol. We'll take the case of a gadol where the Torah says that mila overrides tzaras. But lo asya, that's not enough to teach me beinoni, because the gadol is a bar onshim, and every minute that he postpones mila, he violates an isur kares. Shekein onesh kares. Mi katan lo asya, I cannot derive a beinoni past the 8th day from the case of a katan on his 8th day. She came mila bizmana. Right? The Torah says that mila bizmana overrides tzaras. So A can't teach me C, B can't teach me C, but let's combine forces. Hatzad shovesh behem, if we take the case of a gadol and the case of a baby who's 8 days old, and we combine them together, what common denominator do they have? Shekeini molim v'dochem es hatzaras, that the mitzvah of mila is powerful enough to override the isur tzaras, and therefore afkol hanimolim dochem es hatzaras. Even a mila shelo bizman of a katan will override tzaras. Rava Omar. Rava has another derivation that a Beinoni will, his Mila will override Tzaras. Mila Bizmana Docha Lo Tzricha Kra. I can derive this halacha that Mila overrides Tzaras, even in the case of a Beinoni, from a Kal V'chomer. I don't even need a pasuk for it. And what is the Kal V'chomer? Uma Shabbos Dechamira Docha Tzaras. I'm sorry. Let's start again. Uma Shabbos Dechamira. Shabbos is so much more chomer than Tzaras. As we said, Tzaras is only one avera, whereas Shabbos is full of onshim and asaros. So certainly Shabbos is put on a higher level and totem pole than Tzaras. And nevertheless, Mila overrides Shabbos. Is Tzaras lo kolshken? If Mila has the power to override Shabbos, Shabbos is certainly more severe than Tzaras, then certainly Mila should override Tzaras. And the Gemara now objects to Rava's logic. Only Rav Safra le Rava mimai de Shabbos chamira. How do you know that Shabbos is more chamur than Tzaras, such that if Mila is more chomer than Shabbos overrides the Shabbos. Certainly should override Tzaraas. Maybe Tzaraas is more chomer than Shabbos. Deal with Tzaraas Chamira. Shekein Doches Avoda. If you only have this one Kohen, and we need him desperately for the Avoda, but he's a Mitzora, we're not going to override the Iser and then just cut off his Tzaraas for the sake of Avoda. So we see that Tzaraas is such a severe Iser that it even overrides the necessity of Avoda. Avoda, on the other hand, is Doches HaShabbos, right? Ola Shabbos B'Shabbato. And therefore, says Rav Safra, how do you know, Rava, that Shabbos is more chomer than Tzaraas? I'm going to take the opposite position. Tzaraas is more chomer than Avoda. Avoda is more chomer than Shabbos. Therefore, ipso facto, Tzaraas is more chomer than Shabbos. Any more answers, Nate? Hossam, in the case of Tzaraas, that is Doches Avoda. It's not because Tzaraas is more severe than Avoda, but because you won't gain anything through this surgical operation. La Mishum Dechamira Tzaraas. It's not because of the Chumra of Tzaraas over Avoda, but rather Mishum Degavra Hu Delo Chasi, that even after the surgical operation, the Kohen, who is a Mitzora, will still be excluded and disqualified from Avoda because he needs Harev Shemesh. He needs to wait till the night time. And therefore the Gemara goes back to the logic and the Kal v'chomer of Rava. Now the Gemara asks, Amai, why in the case of a Kohen is he not Roy Lavoda if he's Tomei Betumas Tzaraas V'yokutz Baherto V'yavod? Why not just cut off the Baheres and let him do the Avoda? Why do you say that he's a gavra de lo chazi? The Gemara answers, mechusra tefilahu, which means that even though you cut off his mitzora, his tzaraas, his baheres, he still has to undergo the entire process from A to Z of purification. Which means tefilah, but when the Gemara says tefilah, it means harif shemesh, and we have to wait till nighttime. The Gemara says, tenaf, that makes sense. Negoim tmeim, but negoim tahorim, my ikal meimar. So there are two types of Baheres, of Tzaraas. One is called Baheres, and the other is called Bohak. Bohak is very similar, but different, and it's not Metame. But yet, the Kohen, if he has this Bohak, is excluded from Avoda. And this has to do with the laws of a Kohen Balmum, that his body is not in perfect shape, and therefore sometimes the ailment will disqualify him for the Avoda. Now you have a case where he's possible for Avoda because of this Bohak. Why not just cut it off? And it's not Tomei Betumas Negoyim, Betumas Tzaraas, and therefore it's not included in the Iser of Ktsitas Baheres, because it's not a Baheres, it's a Bohak. And let's be machshir him for the Avoda. And the answer must be that somehow this Iser of Ktsitsas Tzaraas somehow is very severe. So let me just read to you. I know we're in a little bit of a time pressure, but just read to you a note over here. Where are we on Kuflamid? Kuflamid Beis Amid Beis, correct? He says the following. In the case of a Baheres, it makes sense. That requires not only Tevilah, but also Harif Shemesh. But Negoim Tahorim, pure afflictions. Let's see what he says. I hope we'll say Boak here. Let's see. 1 second. Oh, he says a Negoim Tahorim means that the Tzaraas covers his entire flesh. That's one of the paradoxes of Tumas Tzaraas. If the Tzaraas is all over from head to toe, then he's Tahar. Oh, or faint white spots called Bohak. Okay, good. That's what I had in mind. Bohak. In either of these cases, the affliction does not contaminate the person. Okay? Nonetheless, the Kohen is disqualified for service, for the Avodah, as long as the pure afflictions remain since he's a Baal Mum. Okay, so far we did okay. Is Ma'ikla Meimar, is perforce, the Kohen does not cut them off and then serve because he's forbidden to do so. Oh, okay, so now I get the footnote. I don't know, I didn't find this in Masifta. I'm sure it's there. He says that the Chazal derived from a pasuk in Dvarim, and it says there, according to everything that the Kohanim shall teach you, that cutting off even non-contaminating afflictions is forbidden. Okay? So this we have to know is based on a derivation from a pasuk in Dvarim that even a non-metame affliction that we mentioned before, those two cases, nevertheless are considered part of the Isur of Ktzitzas Tzara. So the, and now, what are you going to tell me? That if we cut it off, then he still can't do the Avodah. Why can't he do the Avodah? Because you have to wait till Arif Shemesh. That's ridiculous. There's no Arif Shemesh here because it's Tahar. So therefore, according to Rava, we should apply the principle that the mitzvah of Avodah should override the Iser of Ktzitzas Tzoras. And what are you going to tell me? Gavra lo chazi? That's not true because you don't need Harif Shemesh. And yet, we will not cut off this non-tame, meaning a pure affliction, right? We will not cut off a pure affliction for the sake of the Avodah. So we see, therefore, that Tzaras is more chamur than Avodah. Whereas you wanted to say, Rava, that it's not more chamur than Avodah, it's just Akati Gavra lo chazi. Elomer Avashi, Heicham Rinan Osi Aseid V'dochi Lo Saseh, Kigon Mila B'Tzaras, Inami Tzitzis B'Kelayin. The limitation of Aseid V'dochi Lo Saseh is such that excludes the case of cutting off a pure affliction for the sake of the Avodah, for the Mitzvah Avodah. Why? Because in all the cases of Esei Dochalosa, so we have something called Be'idna. Be'idna means simultaneity. To be'idna to be Aker, Lav, Mukim, Esei. That the very moment he cuts off the Tzaras and violates the Losase, he fulfills the Mitzvah Mila. Or, for example, the very moment that he wears the Tzitzis and has Kelayim, he overrides with the Mitzvah Tzitzis Kelayim. However, Hocha, here in your case of Negoyim Tahorim, what are you going to do? You're going to cut off the Negatar and violate the law of Ktzitzas Tzaras, Lokom Mukim Le Esei. He has not yet fulfilled the Esei of the Avodah. The Avodah is going to come later down the line. The Gemara says, Vahad Rav of Rav Safra, here we're looking on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Omed Aleph, and this machlokas between Rav and Rav Safra as to whether or not we could derive that Mila is Doche Tzaras from a Kal V'chomer, like Rav said, or we need a special pasuk like Rav Safra said, is Tanoihi, that in fact is a machlokas Tanoim. The Sanya we learned in a Braisa, darshaning the pasuk Gimel Basar Alos in the Parash of Shmini, and the word Basar is an extra word, Afal Pishi Yeshon Baheres Yimol Tiver Rav Oshia. In other words, we don't derive that Mila overrides the Tzaras from a Kal V'chomer. That if it's Docha Shabbos, which is more Chomer, certainly it should be Docha Tzaras Akala. But rather, we need a Pasuk. And this would reflect the Shita of Rav Safra. But the Brisa then quotes a dissenting opinion of Rav Yonason. Rav Yonason, Omer Eino Tzarech. I don't need a Pasuk to teach me that Mila overrides Tzaras, because Shabbos is Chamura. And Shabbos is more Chomer than Tzaras, and Mila is more Chomer than Shabbos. So since Shabbos is Doche Tzaras, is Lo Kol Shkein, how much more so that Mila should be Doche Tzaras? And that was the Svar of Rav. And therefore, the Pasuk of Besar is not necessary, it's an extra Pasuk, it's going to come to teach me the Halach of a Beinoni. Remember that Rav needed the word Basar in his logic to derive a Beinoni, that a Beinoni overrides Tzaras, and Rava thought that the fact that Mila overrides the Issa Tzaras is logical based on the fact that Tzaras is less severe than Shabbos, and Mila overrides the Shabbos. So now the word Basar is free to derive the conclusion that even a Beinoni overrides the Issa Tzaras. So this is where we're going to stop for today. And we're up to the two dots, four lines down from the top of Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, Omar Mar. Okay, I'll take this opportunity to wish everyone a wonderful day. Thank you so much.